My auntie and uncle Margaret and Johnny Dawkins moved into the prefab in 6 Painter Street in Pembroke in February 1947, straight after their wedding. I was born at the end of that year, so I have many, many memories of the prefabs. They were a very important part of my upbringing. I used to go and stay with my auntie and uncle quite frequently. And the thing that looking back, strikes you about them is the fact that they were so well appointed. They were well designed, plenty of space, very good storage. The kitchen was always a hive of activity. My auntie was a good cook, and she had all she needed to produce lovely meals in the kitchen. She came down from Scotland originally, and quite often her family would visit from Scotland, and we'd all stay there with them. And as well as the house itself, they had good gardens, the prefabs, with bits of land on all sides. So we used to have good get-togethers in the garden, tea and cakes, play little games. And I remember my auntie and uncle having a good strawberry patch down the side, one of the sides of the house, which was always good fun to visit in June each year, so you could pick your strawberries and eat them straight away. The prefabs really stayed with me as a memory. They had these great fitted cupboards in the lounge, which were very, very spacious. And one abiding memory is of my Uncle Johnny, who was a great homemade wine maker of all sorts of types of fruit and vegetables, would keep his bottles there, and the noise of him rattling around in those big cupboards to find the bottle that he wanted to share with us is something that still brings back great memories to me. I suppose my last memory of the prefab was actually spending the night before my wedding there in 1973. I can still sort of picture the bedroom that I slept in that night, and the sounds around me of the clock striking in the town, which you could hear very clearly from the bedrooms of the prefabs.